Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do I got to put the headphones on?
I mean, not really. We ain't going. I know y'all don't want to watch no freestyles. We ain't going to watch no freestyles.
Oh, we can watch some freestyles.
Them be tripping on this book. All right.
I don't give a
go ahead.
All right. Ready in 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Yo, what's up, dude? It's the Danny Brown Show coming to y'all live from Wild Mate Studios here in beautiful Austin, Texas. I got the Booth Boys with me. How y'all fellas doing?
Great, Danny.
What's up, man?
Hey, Danny.
I'm tired than a motherfucker, man.
Are you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a fucking long-ass photo shoot yesterday for Carhartt.
Cool.
They had me running around. I went to a motherfucking a skating rink in this motherfucker.
What the hell? I think I saw you post something about that.
Yeah, it was dope. I mean, you know, I used to skate when I was a kid. They ain't want me to get on those skates because they like, we ain't got no insurance for your dumb ass. I get hurt and shit. So they wouldn't let me skate. But I used to skate every weekend when I was a kid. That was like our thing. Because, you know, you're a teenager. That was like the only shit you can go like fuck with girls and shit. You know,
we used to do that too. They used to like overnight lock-ins.
It was crazy because how many fucking grown motherfuckers was out there. It was just like full adults, like couples and shit. Like motherfucker had their own headphones on. Like, damn, this your hobby? So much shit to do in Texas, man. Your ass is skating on a fucking Thursday night, like just kicking it. All right, man. I got my boy in the house. I got motherfucking the Wobster, Q Wop, man. Schoolboy Q, man.
You hear what I mean?
Blue Lips is out right now, man. Go get that shit, man.
Hell yeah.
I've been spinning it ever since it came out. You know, you my boy, though.
Oh, come on, man.
I've been listening to your shit. We started together, kind of.
Come on, man. You my brother.
I will say that this one, I kind of feel like it is my favorite one. I mean, of course, you know I love blank faces. Because I've sat with it for so long. But I think with this one, what I like so much, because you sound like you're happy, man.
Yeah.
It sound like you didn't really give a fuck about nothing. You just trying to just make, and it sound like you got a chip on your shoulder, man.
Yeah, I do.
You was trying to rap on niggas. Like, y'all niggas forgot. Y'all must have forgot what a nigga do, man.
I do, man. That was the, you know, I felt like, bro, like people always like tried to like, robbing me, like, you know, Batman robbing me, like, but like and like would discredit me like for the things that I accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, since y'all don't give a fuck about the shit I accomplished, y'all got me fucked up, I'm going in. And then it was just that, you know, I just made this album Blue Lips.
And I know your ass took forever with this motherfucker too. You got fucking 3,000 songs and shit.
Yeah,
I don't know how your ass could fucking do that shit, man. I mean, the hard part with me would be if I had that many fucking songs, I wouldn't know what the fuck to pick. I would just be so conflicted with like, fuck, did I, you know? And I know you got some shit. You probably like, man, I wish I'd have put this out there. I wish I'd have did that shit. Are you gonna use that shit in the future though?
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna use like some parts of the verses. Probably not the song, but I always use like verses and shit.
Because I was with Alchemist's ass. And he was like, man, they done changed the album up like 3 times.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm still, you know, hope I get my shit on there. But you always got to fuck with Al, man.
Man, that's my brother,
that's
dude.
The goal,
it's like,
man.
It's like, I don't think I could ever make another album without him.
Did you make?
I made Crash Talk without him.
Oh, he wasn't on
that,
Crash Talk.
You know?
But I feel like he was on everything else, though, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Y'all got that, some of the illest shit, man.
Yeah, I love that, dude. Congrats to you, too.
You know, man.
You killing it, bro.
I'm finally sober.
I was just listening to Tantor. That shit is so hard.
That was Al.
Yeah, that was Al?
Yeah.
Ah, makes sense.
We had to get the sample replayed, though.
Oh, yeah. Man, they did me like that, too. They made me do all type of shit for this sample. They made me fucking write some traditional Japanese shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
What you mean?
Like, they made that. Exactly. What the fuck you mean? That's what I was saying. Like, how come I can't just do the shit, give you the percentage, and keep it going? They, like, wanted me to do all type of shit. It's like, damn, y'all, like, trying to, like, they just want you to do shit.
So did you get, you replayed it or you kept the sample?
No, we kept the sample.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck that.
Now they, like, want, like, every dollar from that. I'm like,
yeah, no,
Ali,
that shit
like,
killed me. Yeah. Fucking with Dip, Jay-Z and Kanye killed my ass. They own that whole motherfucker. That was like one of my biggest songs. I don't get shit from that motherfucker. I'll never use a nigga hook again, man. I learned my lesson,
for
man.
Real, bro.
Yeah, Skylar be mad at me to this day. Like, man, that was one of the biggest ones, man. We fucked up. Because, you know, he made that beat. Yeah, we don't get shit from that
$300
motherfucker.
$300 for that motherfucker. You get a can of sodas.
So what you do different with this? Because I know every album, I mean, we still learning and shit, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with every album, the process changed. I guess with your ass shit, recording that many fucking songs, you ain't never record that many songs for no fucking album.
Nah. But I feel like it's like an asterisk between my 5 years. Really, it didn't really hit 5 years. It's like one more money would have hit five, but still five. But I feel like it's an asterisk because, like, COVID times.
Yeah, you started around then.
I started 2019 on this album. Like, on the Crash Talk Tour, I started this album. But, like, once the pandemic came, I had to sit down pretty much and be in the house and, like, be with my family, low-key. So, though I was working, I wouldn't say it was, like, really focused working. It was more so just going to the studio. But I had to get back home and just... I don't know. That was just a time, you know. If you had a family and shit, it was a lot of looking in the mirror type shit, like, you know what I mean. And I had to get right with the family, so
my dumb ass was alone.
Yeah, that's tough.
I was going through it.
That's tough.
That's why my dumb ass had to go to rehab. I was in that bitch getting
drunk. Motherfucker went to rehab in COVID. It's crazy.
No, not in COVID, but I'm saying that's when shit ramped up.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
your man used
crazy.
To be shaded.
Yeah, but you was the most shaded of all shaded.
And you know the dumb part, too, about that whole shit, too, is that you got to think, man, y'all niggas was like in y'all 20s and shit.
Yeah.
I was already in my 30s just running around. I was like, how this nigga doing this shit, man?
I couldn't believe it, bro.
Straight.
I seen you running down the street one time. I'm just like, bro, what's up with cuz? I get off the bus, and we just sitting there. You know, you get off the bus just to get some air chilling. I think Rocky, and somebody... was talking like Nas or something, talking, and we just see your dumb ass running down the street. I'm like, what was he doing with them big ass boots? So you like taking the steps like this. Well, how are you gonna lift his fucking knee to run in the motherfuckers?
Was that Ohio?
I think it was Ohio.
That's that time me and Mac had took the
like
mushrooms.
Cincinnati,
yeah,
right?
No, it was Cleveland.
Cleveland?
I remember because that's the time me and Mac had took
like,
the mushrooms.
What is Cud doing? You running like, and it's a stoplight right there, and I just remember your silly ass just running with the boots. I'm like, oh,
no, I was tripping on mushrooms. And, what happened was because you know we ain't know how to do mushrooms back then.
We didn't know
the fucking shit, and they was all because we had those girls with us, and they was like, we want to do something. We ain't had nothing for the bitches. And I was like, man, I think we got some mushrooms somewhere in this bitch. And we end up looking around in the back room and shit, and we had lifted up the couch, and the bitch was inside the couch. But they've been in there for so long, they was all crumbled up, and just, it was dust. It was like mushroom dust. That's when Mac was staring at his hand and shit.
He
was staring at his hand and shit. So we had dipped the strawberry and twisted it into the dust and ate the strawberries and shit. And the bitches that I had, one of them had started tripping, and she had ran out the hotel room barefoot and just ran into the... We ain't never find a bitch either. That's why I was running. I was looking for the bitch because I ain't want no police or nothing to come and be like, man, this nigga got this bitch running around barefoot, man. What the fuck going on? So...
Motherfuckers had a Ninja Turtle potion.
Yeah.
Y'all put the strawberry under the crack of the...
Yeah, that shit was the dumbest shit. Because at that point, you don't know how many mushrooms you eating.
Oh,
you ain't know what the
God.
Fuck you did. That shit could have been grams on grams, man. Who the fuck knows, man? That shit was fucked up. One thing I do love that you did with this album, man, you put AZ Chyka on.
Yeah.
That was fire. You just gave him his own shit, man. Let that nigga eat. You know what I'm saying?
You
always putting on, though, man.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I try to. It's like, you got to have somebody that's like, you know what I mean? Or put a legend on.
Yeah.
Either put
you
a legend
OG
on.
OG status, none,
yeah,
you know? But you
point,
usually
yeah.
always did have like OG homies on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like
I think
corrupt,
this the first one you ain't.
Free.
Yeah, this the first one you ain't do that. And so it was dope that you put
like,
a younger nigga on, man, you know?
Got to give, you know, credit where credit is due. That shit bang. It's like a L.A. That song going to be a L.A. staple.
Yeah.
It's already like in L.A. right now going nuts. Like, that's all you hear about hearing people talking about. That's all they talk about on the album, really, in L.A. They don't give a fuck about all that artsy shit. They want that. They want to play movie.
I mean, that was sweet that you did that, though. That was the smartest way to do that shit,
no,
though. You
for
know what
sure,
I'm saying?
For sure.
We know your ass and golfing and shit. I mean, you know, golfing is a lot of patience and shit. And your ass. And you got to have the chili. That's a motherfucking rich man sport, man. Ain't nobody fucking golfing, man. Broke. You know
There's
what I'm
a lot
saying?
Of broke motherfuckers play golf.
Really? I mean, I've seen how much those fucking country club fees and shit and all that shit,
yeah,
man.
But that's the thing. You don't have to have a country club membership. Yeah. Like, I want that to, like, get... I want that stigma to get away from golf, too. Like, it's a rich man sport because it's really not... You believe it or not, it's more people broke playing golf than mm-hmm. it is rich. You know, but they only show you the country club side of it.
Yeah, because I've seen like some crazy prices for
them
shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, so much, nigga. I feel like, damn, that's so much QB paying. Yeah. This nigga tripping.
Nah, but it's like, all right, and even then, right, that's a club. All these people in the world, that club has 800 members.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So it's not like, it's a real small percentage, but that's what they like to show because it's like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, a lot of successful motherfuckers do play golf, so they do like to have that. Because
it is
image.
Like a relaxing shit, though. Like, yeah, you gotta think and all that shit, though.
But golfers don't make no money like that.
Did like, you, like, at all. Like, do you be coming up with bars and shit when you be golfing? That shit.
Yeah,
or you don't be thinking about that
God,
shit.
Because
that shit
God.
Seemed like some patient shit, so you sitting there thinking and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for the most part, you're thinking about golf, but every now and then, like, a line to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then, you know, you just write the line down.
Is it like
a, because
you see a lot of older people golfing. So is it like, I mean, because you got to think Tiger Woods was young as hell killing shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is like a peak in golf, like. Like, you know how basketball, you only gonna last for a certain amount of time. Like, your body's gonna start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be fucking 50. I mean, them niggas be old, though, don't
they? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you, I mean, the older you get, the better you get.
Yeah,
though,
but I'm saying.
Because you don't swing as hard.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, somebody at that level, like Tiger level, you know, that's like pro level. He's swinging harder. He's doing
he had a lot of problems, though.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Text
yeah,
messages
yeah,
and all
you
that
know
shit.
What I mean?
But I just
My
feel
boy
like.
Was on, he was off that good pack, too. You know
yeah,
what
he
mean?
Was freaky. Tiger, yeah, freaky yeah. motherfucker, man. I watched the documentary. His nigga daddy was taking him to shit, fucking bitches in a trailer. That nigga was tripping, man. Do they test for PEDs in golf?
I don't think so, because somebody would have got caught. I don't remember nobody getting caught.
I mean, people think golf is like such a boring sport, man. They should just let them niggas just get juiced up in that motherfucker.
On the real, I think they are probably juiced up.
Because that should be lit. Niggas be Roy Raging, flipping the golf cart over, snatching their shirts off, cussing out motherfuckers. That would be, I love that golf. Everybody be like Happy Gilmore on that motherfucker, man.
Nah, golf is it, man. I mean, you know. It's a lot of young motherfuckers play golf too, way more than you think.
But your ass always been in the sports shit, man.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. Anything sports.
Football,
basketball,
this nigga
football, baseball.
Your ass used to sleep with a football on the tour bus. Yeah, I'm like, nigga, it's over. This nigga be cuddling the football and shit. I'm like, man, this nigga having hoop dreams, man. This shit is over with, man. You rap now, bro. It's over.
We on tour. I still think I'm gonna go. Somebody gonna call, bro. Somebody gonna call, go D1 or something. 30 years old.
I'm hot at y'all niggas this year, man.
Oh,
fucking 49ers,
God,
man.
Oh, yeah, we had to get y'all out of there.
Yeah, man. I already know you was talking shit to me in your head. I just felt it, man.
Nah,
like,
not
fuck
even,
the Detroit.
Not
when? You got to think Detroit ain't win. The Lions ain't did shit, man. I was in Vegas that day, too. I put my money down. After that first half, I was already looking for watches and shit. I was like, oh, it's lit. That shit, I was crying in the casino, man. I smoked a cigarette that day. That shit made me go down to the motherfucking lobby. I mean, you know, the casino. I was in that motherfucker, man. That shit hurt my feelings.
Imagine how I felt, motherfucker.
But,
shit.
I mean, at least y'all made it to the Super Bowl. I mean, the 49ers
I'm tired
win.
Of making it to the Super Bowl. We done did that three times
49ers
now.
Win all the
we
time.
We done turned
man.
To the fucking Bills now.
Y'all might as well let us have that one at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Low key. Who was going to do that?
It would have been great for the city, you know?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I know sometimes, man, we want to go out and we want to see some things, man, but they sell out so fast, man. But with Game Time, you can always be sure you'll be able to get some tickets. So save up to 60% off when you're buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the game or event. And save even more when you choose a section and let Game Time choose the seats. By using Game Time all-in pricing feature, you can see the total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DANNYB. For $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DANNYB for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
An action-packed fight card is taking over Las Vegas for UFC 300. And DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of USC, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any UFC 300 bet. It's nothing like watching a UFC, getting all your friends together, throwing a fight party. You know, everybody got drinks flowing, you know, laughs, having a great time, and you'll be able to watch your favorite fighters, and also you can make some money. And I know you're going to be spending money on that fight party, so you might as well be able to try to make some of that back, if you know what I'm saying. It's nothing like being able to root for your favorite fighters, having a good time watching UFC, and making some money while doing it. So go ahead and download DraftKings, man. It's a great way for you to have some fun and root for your favorite fighters. And definitely, man, get that money. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DANNYB. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DANNYB. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/MMA for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, man, we're jumping to some of these Ask Dannys, man. You can always hit me up at danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's danny@thedannybrownshow.com. First up, we got foreign conflicts.
Ask Danny!
Hey, Danny, I need your advice. I have a kid in another country and her mom. The kid and the mom in another country? All right. She's a controlling bitch, wants me to move there full time instead of visiting twice a year. She doesn't want our child to come home to the States. I have no problem with that because I know how it go with a father. But the issues is that I've been with my girl now for 3 years and it's the happiest I've been with anyone ever. I know if I left, she would be devastated because I was her first everything. Should I chalk it up and lose the good relationship, or should I say no and face the music? Your boy, Jordan. And we know my nigga Q's a great father right here, man. We already know his answer. Fuck that bitch. You got to go get the kids, man.
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, but at the same time, shit, you got you a new bitch. Shit, just take care of the kids with the bitch.
I mean,
or she... just like, why are you asking a question? You a grown-ass fucking man. The fuck you calling in to ask Danny Brown, a recovering fucking addict, about your fucking life, you fucking idiot? You are a fucking idiot. Why are you asking this man for advice?
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker, do what's best for you, motherfucker. God damn, you idiot.
Yeah, you know.
I hope that shit don't work out now. You fucking stupid.
How old is Joy now?
14. She'll be 15 April.
Killing it with the soccer?
Yeah, still killing it. She a beast.
She just like your ass, man.
Yeah. Hopefully she ain't, you know, cuddling the soccer ball to somewhere.
I mean, shit, you better also. Soccer and female soccer players make fucking money. My daughter 23 now, man.
She
old as hell, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She run around doing photography and shit. You
that's
know?
Crazy. 23.
Yeah.
Damn, you old as shit.
I'm 42, nigga.
No, we used to call you old all the time, yeah. And now I'm not too far from you now.
Yeah.
We used to be on your ass. You old.
I know. I remember one time, this is the funniest shit ever. I remember one time when I was really wilding and just wilding out and shit, just being all fucked up and shit. Your ass was like, man, you need to have a kid or something, man. Like, that shit'll calm you down. Like, you need some discipline, man. You need to have another baby, man. I'm like, man, I ain't having no motherfucking kids, man. I did that shit. My daughter cool though, man. She come out here every, like, you know, for like 4th of July, but she don't like it out here, man. It's too hot.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, coming from Michigan, man, you know, this Texas weather's different. Yeah. I mean, LA, that's why LA is the perfect place. Where everybody love it out there. Y'all, it don't get too hot and it never really gets too fucking cold, even though the rain and shit. That shit is fucking horrible.
It get
man.
Humid out here though.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
it was,
I don't
a, it
like
was,
that.
It was over 100 like for like a month straight last year. And they saying this summer supposed to be worse.
Dang
I'm talking
it.
About you can't even go outside.
That ain't it.
No. All right, next up we got friend, but yeah, cuz dumb hitting me up, asking me about anything with kids. I mean, I'm a dog now. I got me chihuahuas.
Oh, shit, bro. You got rid of the cats?
Yeah, man. The bitch took them.
Oh, man.
I lost them in a divorce, man. You know?
Just take the cats? Oh,
yeah.
Man,
that's what I told you. I was alone during COVID. The bitch left and took the cats. I was in that motherfucker looking at the walls, man. Like, what the fuck? But I'm good now, man. I got my new, you know, I'm with my, you know, yeah, my lady now, you know. Yeah. One good, woman, good, man. Good, I don't be fucking with these bitches no more.
Good.
Because, I mean, you know, once you know, like you was like, damn, you don't smoke weed no more, man. All that shit go away. Because, you know, all that shit came from drugs, man. Fucking with bitches and being drunk and doing all that shit, man. Now I can't even, I'm a two-pump chump. I couldn't even do all that crazy shit I used to be doing, man. Adderall and all that shit, man, you know. I'm weak as hell now, man. I'm really old now at this point. You know, I had the party's over.
God damn, bitch, don't touch me. Bitch.
Yeah, I had the party's over for me, man. I'm really boring as hell. Like even going on tour and shit, man. I don't do shit, man. I literally be fucking. I'm playing shit, video games and shit,
man.
More, you know?
That's my biggest regret.
What?
Not ever. As many places as we traveled, we done seen each other in places overseas, everywhere, mm-hmm. and we done traveled the world together. Bro, you know, I never seen nothing my whole career because I was too busy getting high.
Yeah, same thing.
And people don't understand that. Like, bro, I've been everywhere. They're like, well, it's such and such. Like, I'm like, bro, I was in a hotel room and I was high as a motherfucker. Like, I have no idea what
so
such
now you
and such
want to see some shit
yeah,
now?
Yeah. So I'm interested to go back out on tour because I feel like this is about to be my first time.
Really, you know,
yeah,
seeing the sights and shit, man. No, this last one, I tried. I did a little bit, but. After a while, man, just be like, fuck that shit, I'm tired, man. I'm old, man, I can't even, you know.
I feel you.
And then sometimes that shit be boring. You be like, all right, I seen that shit, man.
Yeah.
Just whatever. All right, next up we got Friend to Foe. What up, Danny? I recently had a falling out with a childhood friend. Him and his girl invited me to go bowling with him. I rolled with them and I drank too much, blacked out, and was acting a damn fool. You sound like me. He was drinking too, so he was extra pissed. We head home, we talking shit. And I said, what's up? You want to throw hands? When we got back to the spot, we face off. He hit me in the face. I get him to the ground. I try to walk away, but he continues to walk me down and start swinging. So I end up breaking his nose. His girl at that point left and stayed at the motel. She calls me telling me to get out of there because she said he has a gun loaded and you ready to shoot me. Damn, he's going to blam your ass. Next day, he said he done with me. I thought it was a fight and we could have hugged it out on some brother shit, but that's not the case. I've known him since we were 7. Anything I can do to make things cool with us. Thanks, Danny. Love you. Shouts out to RJ. I mean, everybody have a fight with their homie, though, you know? I mean, that's the point of being homies. If you can fight and still be friends and shit, you know, that means y'all really love each other. That nigga don't give a fuck about you, then.
You ain't blazing me in front of my bitch. You ain't blazing me in front of my bitch. He had to grab the burner. He like, and then he grabbed the burner.
He broke his nose.
Yeah, like, bro, like, you broke my nose in front of my bitch. I got to do you in.
You
ain't about to beat me up in front of my bitch. Hell no, nah, we'll never be friends.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So, and you got drunk, and you was the one that's tripping?
Mm-hmm.
So, you got drunk, you started it, you was tripping.
No, the one that got blacked out, that was he wasn't the one with the girl. The other
that's
one
what I'm saying. So, the dude, you blacked out, tripped out on me,
mm-hmm.
broke my nose in front of my girl.
Oh, yeah, you
blamed
his ass.
And now you think we supposed to be cool. Oh, you yeah. done got faded and all that. Bro, I'm supposed to do you, bro. What are you talking about?
I guess
you're
right.
You right in the neck, bitch.
That does change the scenario
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, like, you
could have
waited
there,
till the bitch went in the room or something. You beat me up in front of my
bitch.
Because
that's why he said he got in, he knocked him down or whatever, then the nigga still tried to run back up. Because his bitch was there. He came
yeah.
to look like a bitch in front of his bitch. He like, nigga, hold up, man.
And then he grabbed a burner on his bitch.
You better watch out. He probably still gonna blame your ass. He can't be looking like a bitch in front of his bitch, man.
Oh, God. I gotta be fucked up.
I'm too old for that shit, man. I hurt myself just walking around, so I ain't trying to get no scuffles. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I guess that did change the scenario. That's that drunk shit, though.
No, for sure.
Being drunk, man. Your ass. That's a Smack was just here. He was like, man, Q, stop drinking, man. That nigga seemed way happier.
Yeah. Fuck that. I look better, feel better.
Yeah.
Like,
your ass always been a working out motherfucker, though.
Nah, that too. Yeah. I always been working out. But, I mean, once you eliminate all the other shit, the working out actually works out.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
You know what I mean? Just like, you know, my heart was at a good rate, but I never fully was like, you know, where I should have been.
I never realized how much calories that shit was.
Yeah.
Like in the one bottle of like fucking tequila and shit. Like, I mean, the tequila is like the less one, but like some Hennessy or some shit. Like that shit got so much sugar and shit in there. That's
but you never will get super fat though.
Me?
You got fat one time
I get
with
that belly.
The lean.
With the lean. I was fucked up.
Yeah, he was ugly. I remember going to Detroit one time, going downstairs. You had the cat. I'm allergic to cats. You sipping lean out of root beer or something. I'm like, this motherfucker ugly, homie. He was in that motherfucker ugly. I'm like, smoking cigarettes in that motherfucker. I'm like, I might have to get the fuck up out of here.
I was.
I drove like a whole hour to get to your house. I'm like, man, I'm cold on Stanny right now. Man, this motherfucker grimy, homie.
I remember that shit.
I'm like this big ass cat this big. Man, I ain't got time for cut right now. I gotta go get some sweet water right quick.
Oh yeah, man. Sweet water burnt up.
It's over?
I mean, I think it's back now, but every time I see people, they be like, man, it ain't what it was.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't had it in a long time, but I think they did an insurance job on that motherfucker, to be honest.
Like, shit, let me get my...
That shit happened during COVID. Yeah, that shit happened during COVID and shit.
What y'all talking about?
Because I was living right... I moved from that house, and I was living downtown. I was living right around the corner from there.
Oh, okay.
I moved downtown and shit, because it was right by the studio and shit, so... Yeah. I ain't want to be in that house by myself, man.
Yeah, hell
that
nah.
shit was depressing,
hell
man.
Nah. You see I was where depressed I when I came over and I was with you. You motherfucker got the studio in the basement. Like, oh, hell no. Nah. So like, you got to look up like this to see something? Yeah. It was like, then you had like a little window, right, yeah. where you can see like some shit.
It ain't nothing but deer and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, man, I'm cool. This motherfucker.
Michigan, man.
Jeepers, creepers and shit.
That is a different shit. Cali ain't really got basements like that.
Yeah,
huh?
That's what I'm saying. So that shit tripped me out. Like, bro, what's up? What up? People under the stairs. You know what I mean?
I had carpet in the basement. No. Only nigga with carpet in the basement, man. Like an animal. Man, smoking cigarettes, shit banging down there. You don't smoke cigarettes, you like, nigga, you down here tripping, man. You don't even know how much, man. I used to be depressed in that basement, man.
Man, I'm
killing myself, not even really realizing what the fuck a nigga doing. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you walk in a room and you just get dizzy instantly. Mm-hmm. It was one of those, like, oh, cuz, smoking in this motherfucker.
That's like some crackhead shit, man. Like, this nigga really on some crackhead. I was in my crackhead arc. And I was just taking Adderalls like crazy back then, man. And just, man, I wasn't at my best, man.
We both been there.
Yeah, but I think you figured it out a little earlier than me.
Yeah, for sure. I think you own that. You got that title.
Yeah, just because I was older and shit, too. I think that's what it was, too, because I started so late, man. You know, I was like, man, you know, nigga, I mean, you get in your 20s and shit. You want to party and shit and have a good time and shit. But imagine your whole 20s, you ain't doing shit. You just broke around that book. By the time I get by 30, I'm just like a cage animal finally got out. Like, nigga, I'm doing everything I wanted to do. I'm wilding out. And that shit just got too far, man. It just really went on for too long, man. Yeah. But shit, I'm good now, man. I'm happy.
That's good. I mean, you look a thousand times better. It ain't the basement, Daniel, more. This is like a real Stanny.
I'm Daniel now. Daniel. All that shit is gone.
That's good. That's good.
What are some duos who got it done? Key and Peele, Salt and Pepper, UGK. What about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify is the best for up-and-coming businesses because you can just set up online, sell your stuff, man. It's so easy to set up shop. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds and Brooklinen and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DannyB, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DannyB now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/DannyB. All right, man, we got the man don't quit. Hey, Danny, I'm here in Metro Detroit, and I'm in a happy relationship with my mixed girl. Her mom is white and dad is black. Pretty much every time we go down river to see her dad, he always doing some small things to test me, I think. Things like doing shots with him or doing pull-ups and push-ups. So far, it hasn't been anything crazy, so I always do ask myself, why is this guy trying to impress me? But I'm afraid he's going to have me doing wild hood shit at one point. He still lives a street life and has been to prison. Got any advice? Should I be worried? Keep up the good work, man. Levi, stay away from his motherfucking ass. I don't fuck with him. Like, girl got crazy daddy, man. I ain't tripping on that, man.
So, wait, is he white or something?
He probably
sound mad racist.
I mean,
so wait, he's with the dad.
Oh yeah,
like,
I guess you're right. I
like,
guess
what
you're
do you
right.
mean the dad? What the dad probably said, "What's up?" and walked dad into the room, the next room, and now all of a sudden he think he got a beef with the dad.
You gonna be like that with Joy?
Hell no, I'm super cool. I'm one of them dads that's like, I'm not like. I hope she like dating all that shit in mm-hmm. high school. You know what I mean? And like, I wanted to smoke weed at least once in high school.
I mean,
like,
I mean, you gotta. I guess you got.
So I can you know, attack the situation in the proper way, so when she go to college, she already understand what's going on. You know, I'm not going to give her no weed or, like, give her no alcohol or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But I would love for her to make a mistake, like, once, because this girl's, like, damn near perfect, and I'm like,
yeah.
yo,
yeah,
you got to, like, it's kind of scary
that
now.
That
kind of
scary
because
you feel like once they fucking do something, they go wild out.
It could be way crazier. Yeah. So I'm like, waiting for that moment for her to slip up in something. But she hasn't slipped up in nothing, so I'm kind of nervous.
I mean, her dad's school boy cute. That got to be some cool shit in school, man.
Hell nah. You don't give a fuck about me being school boy cute. She don't want to hear nothing I got to say. But then I catch her, like, you know what I mean, banging my shit. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she playing the bass now. I can hear her playing.
Oh, that's dope.
Learning how to play songs from my album. I can hear it.
You put her in a teacher and shit? She got a teacher?
Nah.
She's learning
her
on?
Mom did. Her oh. mom just, she wanted to do it. And
damn,
I'm
that's
like,
crazy.
Girl, I'm scared for her.
That's
like,
dope, though.
Man, I'm scared. She too good at soccer, bro. Like, and you know this music shit. Once you in it, once you break that wall, you never coming back. You never
mean,
coming
it's
back.
It's the way of expressing yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody should learn how to play an instrument, though. That's just one
Hell
thing.
Hell nah.
You
that's
ain't
why
playing
we
no instruments
got enough
in school?
Bullshit.
Oh, your ass was playing football and shit. You
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ain't fucking no instruments.
Hell
My dumb
nah.
ass was playing the trumpet and shit. That band shit was cool until nigga got to high school. He was
oh,
like,
oh, yeah,
lame.
You in the band. It was like, oh, I'm in the band.
I stopped doing that shit. Yeah.
The bullshit outfit.
I wish
nah,
I would
have
now,
cool.
now that I'm grown, I wish I would have stayed into it, man.
Hell
like, fuck
nah,
with these motherfuckers
did, right? You probably have been making some bullshit. You would have been making, you wouldn't have been a Stanley Crown. You probably would have never touched a drug.
Because I started rapping and shit, too. I mean, I was always rapping, but I wish I would. I kind of do, man. Just and or just more so study music, like learning about music theory and all that shit.
And I'm glad I missed all that shit. Fuck that.
I mean, it does help a little better, I feel like, just hell not yeah. knowing certain shit, because then you start listening to them. You start being too fucking analytical and science-y with
Comes
music
from a
and
real
shit.
Place
like this,
when you don't know shit. They be like, oh, you heard this? Like, I haven't heard
but
none
I've,
of that
I've
shit.
Still, like, you know, I listen to, like, audio books and shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying
yeah.
to learn how to mix, man, just to even just get better to just knowing how to shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, mixing is, like, yeah. that's, like, one of the most important things, man. Now, you know, that nigga been doing this shit for so long. Man, you don't know what a good mix or a bad mix. You just know shit. My vocal sound right, shit, but I want to be able to be like, be fucking hands on with that shit a little more.
Yeah.
All right, next up we got it's bachelor time, bitches. Dear Danny, I recently broke up with my girl after 3 years. She's cool though and still want to be friends. I'm a pretty attractive black guy and I've always been dating a lot of other girls since the breakup. One of these girls I'm dating starting to get real close to. I feel bad about fucking around with all of them at one time, but I'm single for the first time in a while and have been enjoying the attention from women. I don't think I owe anyone any solid loyalty at the moment, but it does make me feel a little bad sometimes when I cancel one girl that really likes me to see another girl. What do you think, man? Best J-Rock. Shout out J-Rock. No, man, you gotta be you gotta fuck. I don't know, man. I've been a wild boy in my time, man. But
he complaining about bitches.
Yeah. I mean, he did say he's a pretty attractive black guy, so that was a red flag.
And he's single.
Yeah.
And he's complaining about having bitches.
I've been a time where I had so many bitches, I was still lonely.
I mean, yeah, but
it's nothing like having that relationship, bitch hold you down type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I realized the valid. You know, I mean, you know, I realized the importance of that.
No, for sure. That's the thing. He didn't put his age in there. But for what I'm thinking, if a motherfucker typing in, he got to be a little younger. And, and if you're crying about having bitches, you're definitely gay.
It is. But it is hard, though, man. It is hard, man. When you got a lot of bitches and shit, man, that shit is stressful, man. That
shit be kind of
stressful,
you,
though.
You know,
it's just been so much shit going on, man. It ain't for me no more. I definitely know
that.
Not
man. For me either. I'm a one girl guy.
Like,
but,
I can't. Just to have that discipline, too, you know, like. And it keeps you more focused on your shit, man. Them bitches how you broke.
Nah, for
fucking
sure.
Fucking with all them bitches, man.
For sure.
That shit, you'll run through the chili, man. Fuck
I mean,
with
but
all
you
the
ain't
bitches.
Gotta, if you really got it, like he say, he got it. He popping it. He gonna constantly keep a bitch.
But I think everybody needs to go through that. You just got everybody got to have a little player phase. At least one
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like I said, I don't take advice from nobody that ain't never had no hoes. Yeah. You ain't never had no hoes. There's nothing you can tell me.
That is true.
There's nothing you can tell me.
It is stressful, though. I will say that. I've never been so lonely in my life than when I had too many bitches. For real, man. Because none of them, you just, it is what it is. You popping and bopping. It ain't nothing else. It ain't nothing else we can do.
It's been over for me. And them bitches married, fucking. So it's over.
That shit. And you got to think, that's where a lot of motherfuckers' drug addiction start. These bitches get more fucked up than niggas, man.
Yeah.
Like, bitch had you trying all type of shit, man. You in that room getting freaky, man, doing bumps and shit. Niggas wouldn't been doing no fucking blow up. You wouldn't fucking with these white bitches. All right. We're jumping to some white people shit. Donkey basketball.
White people shit.
Hey, Danny, I love the show. I grew up in rural southern Illinois near St. Louis, and what I thought was normal stuff until I moved to St. Louis. One of the fundraisers we had was donkey basketball. Basically, all it is to score a basket, you have to be riding a donkey. If you weren't on a donkey, it don't count. I asked some of my friends in St. Louis who weren't white, and they haven't heard of it. They laughed at me. Look it up on YouTube. It's great. Thanks. Let me see this donkey basketball. That's just motherfuckers with too much. Oh, shit, man. I know that motherfucker stank.
How much money do motherfuckers got? That's what I'm starting to figure out.
Well, you just got a gym full of donkeys. Motherfuckers stank enough just playing basketball. So imagine
and
the
high
autumn
school
donkeys.
Basketball team is ass because there's no way they letting donkeys walk on the court.
Yeah.
They ain't won a game in 20 years. They like, fuck it.
This dude bring the donkeys
Yeah,
in.
Bring the donkeys We ain't won a fuck. We ain't see one banner on the wall. We got donkeys in that. Where the banners at in that motherfucker?
Nah.
Y'all are
this
ass.
Nigga stupid.
You get what I'm No, that's my whole thing. You see how... That's how much of into sports I am. That high school, don't send your kid to that motherfucker if he's good at sports.
Hey, no,
man. Okay, they gotta go for
man, that's track. When they look like that, that's track. That's track. That ain't one fucking banner. That's track. They got a nasty track team.
The donkey. I know.
Look, they all over. Look, if you want to go to track, go there.
I'd be scared one of them motherfuckers might randomly just take a shit on the court or some shit. Like, you know.
Yeah, no, that's out.
I mean, donkeys, and them motherfuckers be kicking niggas and shit too, don't they?
Yeah, this is
like
this
random.
Some rich
I don't fuck with riding no animal, man. I don't even think that's cool. I ain't getting no horses.
Yeah, that shit out. Like,
no
why?
No camels. No, I ain't sitting on no motherfucking horse.
Yeah, like what the fuck I wanted to do with a horse? Like, for what is cars? Cause this is not. That's what I'm saying. That slavery shit run deep. Like, you motherfuckers really still want to be slave owners? I got a horse. Like, bitch, it's a whole car. You can get a whole car.
I mean, it ain't no black people in that motherfucker though.
Of course not.
Niggas ain't fucking with
no. Ain't
donkey.
No banners on that on the basketball court. Clearly, ain't no fucking black people go to that motherfucker. They have at least three banners.
Fucking donkeys, though, man. Them motherfuckers stank, man. That nigga BMO rode a donkey one time. Yeah. We were South by Southwest. It was some Mexican nigga selling donkey rides. This nigga took a picture on the donkey. That shit was funny as hell.
I'm cool. Drunk as hell.
He got on a donkey and took a picture. All right, man. Fucking donkey basketball, man.
Yeah, that shit's weak.
That shit is retarded. All right, we're jumping to some of these music questions, man. What are your top five favorite artists or bands?
Mine?
Yeah, all time.
All right, Stevie Wonder is one. I think he's the greatest songwriter of all time.
You think Stevie can see? We were just talking about that recently, man.
I think he can see a little bit. I think he can see, like, colors, like if I'm, like, looking at you like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can see like that. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe that's offensive.
That's been a theory.
Maybe it's offensive, but I feel like he can see like that.
No, it's been a theory going on for a minute. Motherfuckers keep everybody that meet him be like, no, that nigga can see.
After that, I got Nas. You know Nas, my favorite rapper. I'm clearly Kendrick. Jay-Z. Snoop and Pharrell.
Pharrell?
Snoop and Pharrell. I mean, that's like songwriters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pharrell? I mean, nerd. I just don't be looking at... Yeah, that motherfucker made that Happy song. That motherfucker went crazy.
Man, that dude is crazy.
That shit is fucking crazy, man.
You don't fuck with Pharrell?
I love Pharrell, man.
Why you say Pharrell like that?
Because, I mean, I just don't think of him. I'm thinking of him more as a producer, I guess.
I feel you.
But I do got to realize he's made so many fucking classic songs on his own, you know?
Yeah.
He got that. I was fucked up when I was just talking to her. I thought Pharrell was Filipino. He ain't Filipino. It's the other motherfucker that's Filipino. Chad, who you
know?
So I was like, I'm riding with my Filipinos. But turns out nigga Pharrell ain't even Filipino. I thought this nigga was Filipino all this goddamn time. But you say, all right. I remember about 10 years ago, probably longer than that, and y'all was killing shit, and your ass used to always be like, man, fuck that. We ain't never doing no Black Hippie album. We ever do that shit, that'd be like we falling off of some shit. That'd be some bullshit, man. Now I have to been all over. You done did all your accomplishments. You done killed. You done did everything you wanted to do. Do you still feel the same way now?
Hell yeah. Fuck, I'm not making no Black Hippie album.
I mean, just for the... I was always with it, because niggas are like, we're going to have you on a couple songs. I'm like, hell yeah, put me on that motherfucker.
Hell nah, I never do that shit.
It was just for the culture.
Fuck the culture. Ain't no culture. What is the culture? What is the fucking rap culture?
For the fans. For the fans, man.
Man.
Because like, every song y'all made together has been fucking classic, man.
Yeah, but...
As a fan, I would have loved to see that, man.
I think we all, like, kind of on our separate...
Yeah, of course. Right of
now.
Course.
Like, Dot is doing his own thing with PG Lang. I'm doing my own thing. Like, I'm, like, curating a new artist almost pretty much.
Oh shit, you on that level now?
I'm curious. I'm like just like I did that part already. Like, you know, you know, I gotta have the second part because I got like 18 more albums to make. Like
Hell
I'm
yeah.
dead serious.
I ain't stopping either.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like I'm trying to figure out this phase before I get to the third phase. So right now I'm in the second phase and Absol, he's working, J Rock's working. I just don't see where we ever have time.
That shit just
would have
been cold, man. As a fan of y'all niggas, man,
I appreciate it.
It would have fucking happened,
but
man.
But fuck that.
These niggas still feel the same way, man.
I'm not going in the studio with them motherfuckers. We was in the studio together for so long.
If y'all would have did it, y'all would have been did it type
shit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, we stayed in the studio sharing one mic for years. I think
that motherfucker was banging.
Yeah, and I
fucking
think...
Fucking with Absol ass smoking them cigarettes.
I hit a couple seeds. Fuck it, let me hit that.
Well, niggas ain't had no weed.
Who you got, though? Who your top five?
My top five of all time?
That's hard to say, though.
Yeah,
too.
I know.
Like,
but,
and you did say band, so yeah, I didn't band, even like yeah. mention a lot of things I could have mentioned.
Top five of all time. I mean, of course, I've got Nas just like you. I'm going to have Wu-Tang. I'm going to just say rap. I'm going to have Nas, Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep, Outkast, and MF Doom.
I left out Outkast.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a top five.
Then. Yeah, so, I mean,
because I can't put...
Because then I can put a top five bands. I can go top five, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think I can do it.
With everything.
Because it's no way I just left out Outkast, and they influenced me, like, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like all y'all niggas.
Like
yeah, like, the whole TDE, all y'all niggas got some Outkast influence in y'all shit.
That was our whole, that was our whole little thing, like, to bite their ass.
I think everybody. To be honest, I think everybody got a little Outkast in them.
On the real, you too, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. Hell yeah.
They made it comfortable for like us. Like we're like technically like for the street rappers. I'm like a weirdo. Like you're like.
Yeah, I'm just weirdo in general
in
real life. I'm just weirdo in real life.
You know, we both weirdos. We both like in the weirdo category, and I'm fine with that, and I love it.
No, that's what separates you from everybody because you like the. You the only person that really make experimental gangster rap.
Yeah.
Like, if it was, like, a subgenre of gangster rap and shit. And, like, with Blue Lips, that shit prove it. Like, even way the art direction, the fucking way you did the visuals and shit. Like,
thank you.
Ain't no gangster rap beat. They look at it as such, like, the lowest form of, like, rap.
It's, like, it's so disrespectful.
These niggas
like,
just in the kitchen with a gun, shoot a video.
Yeah,
and
like,
no
everybody mad. Everybody game bang mad. Like, golly.
So it is good because you got to think about what's the nigga that's being influenced by you. Like, what's that next shit going to be like? You know what I'm saying? Because now it's about that time. You got to think you've been over. It's been like 10 years and shit.
Yeah.
It got to be some kid that was listening to you since he was like 16, i.e. in his 20s. You know what I'm saying? Still been in the street and shit, but still got more of an artistic approach to his music. So it's going to be great to see, man, the influences of Schoolboy Q, man. So I give you props on that one.
Thank you, your ass, you
fucking blessed, though, man. Because you had the top three shits that it take to make a great rapper, I feel like. You know? You
got three.
Yeah, like the easy, like cheat codes. You got a fucking crazy voice, which is like the number one shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no voice. That's why some motherfuckers hate my ass. Like, it's fucking voice. They don't even gonna listen past that shit. You got an amazing voice, and then you ill with the hooks. You know what I'm saying? So then you ill with the hooks, and then you got the aggressive shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when a nigga can invoke that emotion, like how you did on Pop That. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my favorite, because that's like vintage Schoolboy Q shit. Yeah, like, that's what make a nigga like you. Like, you
that's
got that
Def
fucking,
Grips, though. You put me on Def Grips.
Yeah.
Get ball, get ball. That's literally Def Grips. Get ball, get ball, get ball, get ball.
No, Def Grips still. Like, them niggas was just out here not too long ago.
They so hard.
Yeah, man. That motherfucking broke like 12 drumsticks, man.
Shit, you put me on a lot of shit. Yeah. You put me on, I remember you was the first motherfucker to put me on Young Thug.
Yeah, I was listening to Young Thug early in the game.
Yeah, you put me on Young Thug early.
We didn't think that nigga's gonna do that though.
Nah, hell nah. That motherfucker took off crazy.
I didn't think he was gonna take off like that.
Motherfucker's an icon.
Cause I thought it was kind of too weird too. Cause he had some weird shit in him where I felt like the regular nigga ain't gonna get this shit. Cause you kind of listen to the. Cause you wouldn't just listen like hearing Young Thug. You wouldn't be like, this nigga got bars. You really got to sit down and listen to that shit.
He can rap. Out of all the people, he took it to the thing.
It's kind of fucked up what he's going through, too, man. He's been locked up for a minute, man. Because I've been here almost 3 years. I feel like that shit happened as soon as I got here, man. So,
that's not, you know. Man, yeah. Hey, man.
He was wilding. He was Young Thug, man. But I remember that name was just crazy to me. Like, a nigga in this name, Young Thug? That's what made me listen to the nigga. I got a nigga in Australia put me up on him.
Damn.
I was in Australia, and it was just some, I was doing an interview with, you know, them journalist niggas, they be knowing everything, man. Yeah. And the nigga was just like, man, you ever heard of Young Thug? I mean, that wasn't a good Australian accent, but he was like, man.
Yeah, that was nice. Awesome. Yeah, Caribbean
Young
shit.
Young Thug. I'm like, Young Thug? And I remember just being at my crib. I was like, what's the name that nigga said? Like, Young Gangster? I was thinking it was some shit, like Young G? And I was just typing that shit, and that shit in there came up. And I was like, this nigga is, because that's before he was really knowing how to use the auto-tune shit, so he was just like singing bare bones, man. I'm like, this nigga is wild, man.
But I did kind of figure it had
what made me stick around, it had like a Jamaican influence too, like a dance hall vibe too. I'm like, this nigga, and he looked kind of like them niggas. I'm like, maybe this nigga on like some reggae
shit.
He
used to look grimy as a motherfucker.
I'm like,
he used to show me the videos. I'm like, this motherfucker look grimy, you know what I mean?
Like Haitian, like, or something. Yeah, like, like, and that shit was crazy, man. So, shouts out to Young Thug, man. I hope you make it out that shit, because, like, I don't wish that shit on my worst enemy shit, man. But that shit is crazy, man.
I ain't built for jail.
Who is at this point, you know?
Hell no.
So, what album can you listen to front to back?
An album front to back, no that's skips. Tough.
It's a lot of them for me.
Snoop Dogg.
What Doggy Style?
Top Dogg.
Top Dogg, the second one?
Nah, that's the fourth one.
Oh, okay. That was the one with he's had cocaine and shit all over there.
Nah, that was the last meal. That was the one before last meal.
So what's the one? What's top? That was No Limit.
Yeah, that's No Limit. That's the one that had Buckham. Gray Scott just
I don't even
death.
Remember that shit.
He ran up out of bullets, so I shot him in his chest.
You a real West Coast nigga.
Yeah, yeah. All mine is probably Snoop. Snoop Dogg, Last Meal.
Snoop, damn.
Nah, Stillmatic.
Stillmatic, they got a couple skips for me.
Wow, you tripping.
I can't remember the whole track listen, but I remember it was some shit on Stillmatic that was like, I don't know, man. Because I remember everybody was going so crazy for Stillmatic. I was like, man. I mean, it's still one of his best albums, though. I like the new Nas shit, to be honest, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Like, that gave me, like, the... Because you got to think, we've been listening to Nas since we was fucking kids. So just to see this nigga at this age still being able to rap at a top level gave me, like... I can still do that shit. Like, you
it's
know.
Dope.
Or even seeing like how Killer Mike won the Grammy this year or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That was fucking
congrats
crazy,
to
man.
Killer Mike, man. He had motherfuckers hot. Why motherfuckers?
Like, that's a crazy.
They didn't want Killer Mike to win, homie. That's scandalous, homie.
And I feel like Killer Mike was around when I was in high school and
Cats didn't like that, homie. I thought it was hilarious while Cats was like, why everybody so hot?
I kind of feel like I knew he was going to win, dog, because I would feel like they wouldn't have had him in there. You know, compared to all the other albums, I was like, that's just like an easy, they got to pick that. They got to pick that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Do you think he should have won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because you got to, since I've been sober, now I'm re-ing now.
I don't think you can say that no more.
They blank it out. They'll blank it out. But But now I be, I'm at that sober woke stage where I be listening to niggas. Because you know me, I used to be saying some wild shit. But now I be like, man, what is the message he trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't make all these songs and shit. But then if you ain't really trying to help shit, you just, like, so I always feel like if a person rapping with a message, it kind of beats somebody that's doing random shit and just trying to say the most fucked up shit or whatever, trying to get.
Me personally, I didn't listen to enough music last year to say if he should have won or not. Mm-hmm. But I just know it was hilarious.
I mean, it was just the Travis Scott fans.
That yeah. I just know it was hilarious. Like, people I can't was, even, like, I don't so even, mad. Like,
I don't even remember the other albums that was nominated. I just knew it was them two.
Yeah, I was too locked in. I couldn't really.
I don't really listen to rap no more either like that.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, I mean, I think mainly it's not that I don't listen to rap because I do listen to rap, but I think I'm more so like listening to myself more than anything. Like,
it's just now I'm just at that phase where I just some of that shit I just can't listen to it no more, man. Like, this nigga talking about getting fucked up or fucking my bitch or shooting me. I'm like, man, why am I listening to this
shit? Some of that shit be banging, though.
Yeah, no, I everything that come out and people talk about it, I'm going to check it out. You know what I'm saying? But it just don't stick with me. I've been listening to, like, I want to feel happy after I listen to a song. I don't want to feel like, you know, I want some shit to make me smile.
I want that new Cardi. I want that new Cardi.
Did you see this shit? It's been recently, man. I've been seeing motherfuckers talking about BBL stank.
Oh, that's great.
I ain't never smelled no stinking BBL, man. That shit got me kind of worried now, man.
You got some pus in that motherfucker.
Yeah, they said you got to do some shit or that motherfucker going to get, after a while of that BBL, that motherfucker going to get the banging.
I ain't never smelled no BBL.
They said you got to rub that motherfucker. You got to get that bitch massaged and all type of shit. That shit going to have some fumes coming out that motherfucker.
I don't know, but I seen a lady that had walked out the, because I went and got some drawers and socks and shit yesterday at the mall and saw a lady with the craziest BBL
here.
In LA. And I was just like, no way you walking around with that much ass and like 110 pounds. That's look ridiculous.
All right, we get ready to get up out of here. Let's spin the wheel one time. Damn, we ain't make it to the freestyle. We want to hear them niggas rap, man.
Do you want to hear one?
No, fuck no.
All right.
We'll save him for another time. We got Q. We got fucking Schoolboy Q in this motherfucker. We don't want to hear no other niggas rap. Gilfs. You already know how I feel about Gilfs, man.
Gilfs?
I love me old bitch.
Old bitch?
Yeah, man. More so than younger girls now, man.
Yeah, old bitch. Ain't nobody trying to deal with no younger girls.
Yeah, man. They retarded. They sitting around making TikToks and shit.
Ain't nobody got time.
Anytime I see a nigga like old nigga my age, like he's dating like a young ass bitch and shit, I'll be like, yeah, you a weirdo.
Nah, for sure. That's mad creepy, too.
Yeah, it's like predatory.
Like, no way you got the 22, 23-year-old girl and you like...
I like old bitches, man, because you know, the young bitches, they go too hard, man. Old bitches, them bitches come quick. You can fuck them 5 minutes. They happy with that shit. You ain't got to be sitting around slanging dick all night on the old bitch, man. They know they parts, man. They know how to make this shit happen. They don't be complaining. Young bitch, we want to go all night. I ain't got time for that shit no more. I'm sober. Bitch, I ain't no motherfucking. This ain't that Molly dick. This ain't the fucking Henny up. You know what I'm saying, bitch? You get this 5 minutes. This ain't the Henny up no more. You're getting 5 minutes and we up out of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right, man. Q, man. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Love you, man. So
love
much
you too,
fucking
bro.
Happy to see, man, where you at in life, man. Can you believe this shit?
Man, come on, bro. Look at it, bro. We out here. We actually out here in this motherfucker.
We still out. We doing
saying?
Good now,
but,
man.
But most importantly, our glasses are clean.
Yeah.
Y'all got to stop doing interviews with y'all glasses dirty because you go, I be seeing motherfuckers and they be having these shades on. They be on like all these fucking podcasts. You can see like 5-7 mm-hmm. thumbprints on their glasses. So I'm proud of you for not having stains on your glasses.
I got some glasses cleaner. I usually try to.
God damn, you motherfuckers is too old to be walking around with them stained glasses, cuz. Y'all got to stop that. Please stop it.
You got some, well, motherfuckers, y'all know, go out and get blue lips. You know what I'm saying? Get the vinyls. The vinyls gone already.
Yeah, them bitches gone.
All right, man. Y'all got to, but yeah, definitely check out Blue Lips. Scoop everything Q do is fire, man. So you already know, man. TDE. Love you, brother.
Love you,
y'all
bro.
Niggas, man. Shouts out. Same time, same channel. See y'all, boys. We out.